This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're in middle of Sif Chaf. Hey, let us read a little bit of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that any letter which was written not properly without its tzura, for example, if the whole foot of the Aleph is touching the roof of the Aleph, or the face of the Aleph is touching the roof of the Aleph, or the regel of the hay or the regular kuf are touching, or if there's one letter divided into two, like a tzadi that was written as a yud and a nun, or a shin that was written as an ayin or a yud and a yud, or a ches that was written as two zayins, and then you wrote after it and you fixed it, it's shaloi kisidron and it's pasal. Let us see Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Kuf Yud Tes Ayin Yud. You wrote a shin as an ayin and a yud. Vuhadin mem pesucha. Let's say an open mem shekasu chaf vav. Beli meshichas hatag shabeneim. For example, you wrote a regular mem. You wrote it as a chaf and a vav without connecting the two. So here, it's not on the diagram, but we could look at a mem. Look at a mem. I never realized this. A mem is a chaf and a vav. They're just connected on top. I never realized that. Right? You see that? It's basically a chaf and a vav, a little tiny bit on an angle. But let's say you didn't connect it. Okay. Or a ches you made as two zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah. Filum asa chutra agabehen. You made a ches as two zayin, even if you made a hump on top of them. Raksha enoigim zelazam lamala. They're just not touching each other. In other words, let's see if we could find. Oh. Let us see. Here. And you see the ches? Ches you made as two zayins. You even made a hump on top. You just didn't connect it on top. Okay. Still. It's going to be puzzle. The nikar lahedya pridasim, if its separation is clearly recognizable, hareza hifsida ikar tsurasa shenera kishnei zayin. You ruined the ikar tsura, and it's going to be puzzle. So this is, this was in yesterday's, no, here we have 1 second. It's in 4. Oh, here's another example. Here, perfect. The mem is a chaf and a vav. The tzadi is a nun and a yud. Or let's say the shin, for example. See, it doesn't come out so good when I do it on the scan, but this shin is an ayin and a yud. You see that? It's an ayin and a yud. So in all of these cases, it does not have the tzura of the ois. So whatever you write afterwards is going to be shaloi kisidran. Okay, let's continue on in the mechaber. Yeah, these were very helpful pictures. Aval, however, lehafrid ha'oisiyois hadvukois achar shekasav lefneim shaper dami, to separate letters that are connective after you wrote after them, it's okay. Why? The kivan sheha'ois tsurasa aleha. Since the letter has its tsura, kishem afrida mechaverto lehavakokaisiv. When you separate it from its friend, it's not like writing. Okay, so let's, here's an example. An example would be here in the word uchsav tam, where the tuf and the mem are touching. This looks like a tuf. This looks like a mem. All you need to do is to Right? So in other words, you wrote Uchsavtem Al. So it's okay. You could go back and scratch between the Tuf and the Mem, because the Tuf fully has the Tzura of the Ois, the Mem fully has the Tzura of the Ois, and it's okay. So separating it, like over here, it's not considered Kisiva. Fine.
Do they need to be separated?
They absolutely do, yeah. If they're not separated, it's possible. You can't have two letters. It's not Muka.
Why is it not Chaktucha? It's just creating the letter, but...
Good question. Good question. Why is it... Mendy's asking, why is it not Chaktucha? The answer is, the Tzura of the Ois is there. The scraping is not making the Tzura of the Ois. Chaktucha's only problem when the scraping makes it have the Tzura of the Ois. But if the scraping merely gets around a halachic defect, that's not Chaktuchos. Chaktuchos is, let's say this Aleph would be very, very thick, and then you would scratch out to make it thin, so the scratching is giving it the Tzur of the Ois, as opposed to where the scratching is only fulfilling halachic requirement. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. V'hu adin in the Mechaber. Shem loy hoya miktsas yudin sha'al ha'alfin v'ashin v'aynin. Let's say if a little bit of the yud that's on the aleph, or on the shin, or on the ayin, or the foot of the tuf, it's not touching the guf of the ois. And your average kid who's not too smart and not too foolish, he would be able to one second, where am I going? Hayomakiram, the Mechaber says he would recognize it. Even though you wrote after it, you could fix it. Since the Tzura of the Ois was recognizable, it's not a problem if it's... it's not going to be a problem of writing it not in order. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Sivkatan Kuf Chaf Aleph. Vuadin im Hoya Hefs. Now, let me just show you a few examples. So, in this Aleph over here, again, in the scan, you don't see clearly the separation. This fully looks like an Aleph. It just happens to be, it's not touching. So, if you wrote after it, you could go back and fix it. Or if the Yud of the middle branch of the Shin was not touching, or the Yud of the upper part of the Ayin was not touching, or if the leg of the Tuf was not touching. In all these cases, you're allowed to fix it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yudin Shalom Alfin V'adinim Hoya Hefsik Be'eza Ois Be'em Sois. Likewise, if there's a Hefsik in some letter in the middle. What's the example they give? Yeah, the Hayivusi. This vase. If there's a Hefsik... I guess you don't see clearly in the scan. They fill in the hefsik, but there was a scratch there. V'tinoik. Perosh. The meaning is like this. Lachin afilu in pridas in nikar lahedya. Even if the separation is recognizable explicitly, the hainu. I don't know what that stands for. Even if it's recognizable, what does Tuf Vav Mem Yud stand for? Oh, thank you. Meaning, as soon as you see it, you immediately recognize that it's a good letter. So in other words, you don't have to stress yourself. You don't have to turn your head this way and that way. Take of a miyad when you see it, yachal asakna, you could fix it. Meaning, you see immediately there's a crack. It's not like you have to use a magnifying glass to see the crack. And even if you immediately recognize the psul, you could fix it. Why? Dahare loy hipsit adayin ha'ois ikar tsurasa. Because the letter is not missing its ikar tzura midikara atina klois, the fact that the kid could read the letter. So the example they give is Oh, here he spells that. Okay. The example that he gives is, let's say, this ayin. You know, you don't need to be rocket science. It's absolutely separated. You don't need a magnifying glass. But the kid could reads it as an ayin. So if it has the ikar tzura, you're allowed to fix it. Kein kasav agun rabbi kivegi b'chidusha v'doig pri magadam shechmer b'za v'ayin b'bir halacha. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Aval, im ein pridas and nikar lahedya. If its separation is not outright recognizable, ad shem estakel ba, until you stare at it, ein tzach laharis l'tinaik. You don't even have to show it to a tinaik. In other words, if it's you immediately see that it's cracked, then you're going to have to show it to a tinaik. Okay, do you read it as one letter? But if you're going to have to strain yourself to see the psul, then you don't even have to show it to a kid. Let's say it happened, you did show it to a child. V'loi karaloi ois. And he could not read it. Holchen achrav lahachmer. You would have to be machmer that it's missing the tzuras ha'ois, and you would not be able to fix it, because it would be a problem of shaloi kesidron ve'en yachal esakein, and you would not be able to fix it. K'may shekasav haprima gadim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is lenient in a situation where the crack is seen explicitly. You could have a child read it. But if it's not explicitly cracked, but you did call a child and he can't read it, then we're going to be machmer like the Prima Gadim, that you will not be able to fix it. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
I don't want you to think that I knew the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
I was
spelled
out in my beer shoe.
Okay. You have the right Mishnah Berurah. I was using the picture one today. Shkayach. I'm sure you knew the Rashi Tevis anyway.
The last halacha.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.